Commission to order. I'm Randy Christman, Chair of the Commission, who just called the meeting to order before I turned my mic on, joined by Commissioners Sherry Haugenhoffert and Julie Fedorchak, so we have a quorum. Would you all please join me in standing and pledging our allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So I wasn't even thinking about opening comments here until just now. Interesting meetings at MARC yesterday, or last week. I will say that then Mr. Shook and I followed up with a visit up to EERC's Energizing North Dakota meeting. And in advance of that, the interim legislative energy committee was meeting, and we talked about some of the issues that they had asked questions about at their previous meeting regarding additional fees for congestion charges up in Northwest North Dakota. So that was interesting, as well as the EERC's program on Thursday morning. And with that, I will turn it over to Commissioner Haugenhoffert. Did you have any opening comments?
No, I think you summarized some of the activity of last week, so I have no additional comments.
Commissioner Fedorchak?
I don't have any opening comments either, but I'm curious about your comments on the congestion in terms of, you know, what sort of a message did you deliver to them on that? And I'm glad they asked.
Yeah. Well, you know, the essence of it was, I mean, the essence of the question was from some legislators who don't live anywhere near up there but are served by MDU. And they're like, why are my rates going up for an issue in Williston?
Sure.
Well, it's in Trenton, not Williston, but and we explained congestion charges, and that the point is to either get additional generation to come online, or to, in the long run, encourage the build out of either more generation or transmission, or to curb intermittent usage in order to solve the problem. And so pointed out that actually congestion, it's not like just a fee that somebody's tacking on because they can and they want to make more money. It serves a purpose. Now, in this case, with the SEEM and MISO charging the same as SPP, and it becomes kind of convoluted, and thus the FERC case, and we'll see how it's going to turn out. But and also explained that there were some known congestion issues up there before they added another, 200 or 240 megawatt load up in that area. And that similarly, we have other similar sized either data processing or crypto facilities around the state that are actually saving the ratepayers' money. And so it's all in location and because of the congestion fees. But I think they understand now that there's a purpose behind these congestion fees. And actually, another point that I made was, and you can partially, I think, correlate this to what congestion fees do. Basin Electric is under construction with two new transmission lines. They're in the planning phases of either two or three more, depending on whether you count the two that run fairly parallel from Canada down as one or two. They've also announced the plans to build the biggest generation facility that we've built in the state in over 40 years. You know, those are responses to congestion fees. Without congestion fees, why would you do any of that? If everything is fine as it is, you don't need to build anything else. And so I think they understand it a lot better now.
I just want to add, I did listen to it, and Randy, you did a great job answering their questions. The other thing that what they questioned on is how long do those congestion fees impact the ratepayer? And you explained that very well as far as generally looking at a 12-month period, but we looked because of the cost, you know, 2 years recovery and their you know, will this then be ongoing? And then I believe another thing you handled well is kind of like some potential solutions, just throwing out, you know, like you said, the build out, but also maybe regarding some potential siting. I don't know if the word opportunity, I'm just looking for the word, maybe, you know, what are some potential solution driven?
Right.
So I don't know if you want to comment any more on that or.
It came up in discussion with the legislators that, you know, maybe just like we cite new generation facilities, maybe at some level of new load, we should be somehow involved in the planning or siting of that. I did point out that you would probably need different things that we would consider in the siting of load as opposed to generation, but something for them to contemplate a little bit. Okay, we'll move
did
in.
Did you pitch our upcoming, what are we calling it?
Oh, I neglected to do that.
I guess because we don't have a name, it would be hard to pitch it.
The data center?
Policy summit on data centers? What are we calling it?
The summit is not in there.
Policy.
Hang on, we got discussion here.
Technical conference? Sounds very perfect. All right. Sounds very FERC-ish.
Okay.
To be a technical conference.
Well,
next time.
I missed that opportunity. Okay, we have just one item on consent calendar. And I'm going to move approval, but even though it's a consent calendar, I do want to make a couple comments about really the process more than the case. But so I move approval of the consent calendar.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Okay, even though on consent there probably shouldn't be, I just want to say this is an easy agency to criticize. You know, a lot of our decisions have, you know, different interests with different opinions, and we try to follow the law and do, you know, what's just and reasonable for companies as well as their ratepayers. And so you can't please everybody all the time in these positions. However, I have been very proud of this agency for the last 11 and a half years, and actually well before that when I worked with them as a legislator, of the fact that this agency does, I think, go above and beyond in trying to serve people just as well as possible, as long as the law and physics and everything else allows. It was brought up to me a few days ago that from staff that perhaps we should just cancel this meeting. Everybody's busy. It would free up some time on calendars, and there's only one item, and that's a consent calendar thing. And I looked what was on the consent calendar, and I see, and I happen to know these people, but that's not the point of it. But I see this farm field that has tiling on a year when tiling is probably needed more than they ever imagined when they went to the investment of putting it in. And they need electricity out there. And I said to staff, no, let's go forward with it. Because otherwise, it's a 2-week delay in getting electricity to them. Because this notice of opportunity has to go out. And so we went ahead, and I got no complaints from either commissioner, like, oh, let's put this off, because I think all of us come with the same philosophy that we're here to serve, and we want to do the right thing. Now, in reading the case more thoroughly, I see the commissioner, Haugenhofer, whose portfolio falls under, already authorized temporary service in May, so they are getting service, but I'm sure they'll be breathing much easier once everything is finalized. So I just want to thank the commissioners and the staff and just point out publicly here, you know, this is one family in North Dakota, and this meeting is really being held to keep their process moving in a timely way.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
And we have nothing on our regular agenda. So with that, I sure don't think we need a break before admin, but we will stand in recess for questions from the press.